James Woodburn is a British anthropologist who began working with the Hadza in the late 50s. Despite his now being based in London, he retains connections with the tribe. Anne and I talked about how the Hadza have in fact benefited from earlier settlement schemes and how they might adapt to political and economic changes in Tanzania. We also discussed the importance of language, food and land, separate development, and the responsibilities of anthropologists towards the Hadza.
Peter and I talked with James Woodburn once about the first settlement scheme of the Hadza in the early 60s down at Yaidachimi. And in fact, that had an extremely positive effect on Hadza society. Prior to that, Hadza had been beginning to settle down more with agriculturalists. Their children were learning Swahili a lot and not the Hadza language. The Hadza were losing touch with who other Hadza were and where they were. And I know in the late 50s, early 60s, Woodburn thought that there would not be Hadza in 10 or 20 years' time, Hadza living a bush life, that they would be settled agriculturalists. What happened, he said, with the settlement scheme was that a large number of Hadza were brought together. Hadza got quite a surprise to see that there were so many other Hadza. And Hadza started speaking their language more. They had to go out gathering food in the bush more because they weren't getting enough food on the settlement. And then what happened was that a large number of the Hadza died from various diseases because they're not used to living in such close quarters. They don't have the various immunities, the diseases. And Habari Mzee, Karibu Mwatu, Bado Tunasungumuza Hapa. Because there had been all these illnesses and deaths in the settlement, I think it made the Hadza more of a cohesive unit. And when they eventually ran away into the bush, they were wanted to be Hadza again and rejected that way of life for a time. There have been several other settlement schemes to do with the Hadza since then, all of which have been unsuccessful from the government's point of view because the Hadza have run away. To the extent now that there is a great deal of bitterness amongst some Hadza about any further government scheme which would encourage them to settle in a permanent community and plant maize and other agricultural foods. One old man I've met said that he'd rather kill himself before doing that, before going to live in an agricultural community. Some Hadza now, particularly up in this northern area, would be quite happy to go and live in a permanent community and eat agricultural products for a time. But I believe that the Hadza are so used to moving about a lot that it's always going to be difficult to make them stay in one place for a long time. I'm sure the Hadza are a blot on the copybook of the government. And one has to be very careful as an anthropologist putting forward their case that perhaps they should be exempt from any of these government policies, because one can be accused of being a paternalist colonial. And one also doesn't want to hold the Hadza back from development. It's not fair if the rest of Tanzania moves forward and in 20 years the Hadza are left behind and won't have any training or skills to move in the modern world.
But what do you mean by forward and behind?
Forward in the government sense of settling in permanent villages, growing agricultural crops, increasing sophistication of technology, tractors to plough fields rather than the hoe, access to medical facilities rather than using roots and barks of trees. I don't think it's necessarily forward, but in terms of the government's policy of forward, I perhaps could be accused of romanticizing their way of life. I see it as being a lot of fun for them. I see them as having plenty of food. But because I don't speak Hadza, I'm not getting close to the problems and frustrations of Hadza. So that's why I think it's important for Hadza to become politicized to some degree, perhaps by going to primary school and secondary school, to becoming more aware of what the modern Tanzania is going to be like.
What, so they can make so their own choices?
So that they can make their own choices based on some knowledge of what the consequences of their choices could be.
In what way do you think life is going to go for them?
One of the main things I see happening is health status deteriorating. There was a large medical survey of the Hadza conducted in the 1960s, and of all the Hadza surveyed, only two showed signs of malnutrition, and they were two children living in agricultural settlements. I feel that the health status is very good today, but as they become more settled, as there is increasing number of people using few water sources, other illnesses and diseases are going to come into the Hadza and could perhaps decimate them. There have been three recorded cases of sleeping sickness in the area now, and that could do a great deal of damage to the Hadza.